delivering all the news Central Virginia needs since 2001 without any price increase. Ever. Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Joe Thomas in the morning, and joining us from the 5th Congressional District offices, he is Congressman Bob Good. Good morning, Bob. How are you doing? I guess you guys are all back up in D.C. now. Big vote today that no one is paying attention to.
Back in D.C., came in last night, and we're going to be on the floor this morning and through most of the day. Nothing good happening, Joe. As you know, we're going to stick it to the American people with this nearly $800 billion spending boondoggle that will do nothing but harm the country and make things worse with all the impact of the Democrat policies that are already in place.
Now, I've got a couple of listeners who are of the mind that this whole distraction with the raid at Mar-a-Lago is to keep us from paying attention when there are enough Democrats that abandon ship that it actually doesn't pass the House. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, I don't know. That's an interesting theory, but I'm not sure the Democrats understand or care to understand how much the American people are against these policies. They're doubling down on what has caused the massive inflation. As you know, this is a proverbial arsonist running to the fire, carrying his gas can to dump it on the fire, telling us all he's going to put out the fire that he caused by dumping more gas on it. That's what the spending is going to do. You know, it's going to make inflation worse, of course. They ought to call it the Inflation Increase Act. But then it's not just the dollars, Joe, as you know. It's what's in it. The radical climate, environmental extremism stuff, that's $400 billion of it. And perhaps the worst of it, the $80 billion to hire 87,000 more IRS agents to go after the American people, to effectively terrorize the American people. Ask anybody who's been through an audit to terrorize the American people. Estimated of the additional 1.2 million audits per year, some 700,000 will be on Americans making $75,000 a year or less.
Well, and you just ask Harvey Silverglate in his book, Three Felonies a Day. Most of the felonies that we commit every day are some sort of tax violation, some sort of process crime, Bob. You know, on that subject, horrific ad for IRS agents saying you must be willing to carry a firearm and use deadly force in the pursuit of your job. So not only are we hiring all these new IRS agents, but apparently it's like a hit squad, too.
Yes, Joe. What in the world? Coming after we learned that the IRS has purchased millions of rounds of ammo and thousands of weapons, and now is recruiting accordingly, as what you just said with the advertising for, hey, willingness to use deadly force. Are you kidding me? Why in the world would any IRS agents need weapons, armed weapons, to do their job? Is that not the height of tyranny and oppression? Coming on the heels, as you noted a moment ago, on what happened in Mar-a-Lago, what happened with my friend Scott Perry with having his phone confiscated by the FBI, the continued weaponization of this administration, this federal government against the American people, by an administration who believes the greatest threat to America is Americans.
Well, what do we do, though, to rein it in? I mean, we talk about it even down here at Virginia, where we have civil asset forfeiture laws and you know, the process. You know, as somebody mentioned, a fellow called up and he said he was remembering during the O.J. trial that O.J. had enough money to at least, you know, have a fair fight with the, you know, full weight of the government. And Donald Trump certainly can. But, you know, a guy like me, if the IRS came knocking on the door, armed or not, or if the FBI said we need all the documents from the Joe Thomas in the Morning program, and by the way, you know, come on down for a 16-hour interview, I can't afford that kind of attorney time.
You're exactly right, Joe. That's the whole point of the 87,000 new IRS agents, to go after the middle class, because that's where the money is. They'll present this, oh, we're going to go after the wealthy elites who aren't paying their fair share, whatever that means, and as if that makes it right, by the way, to go after wealthy elites, you know, to terrorize them. But you're right. The majority of the money is in the hands of the middle class, because that's most people. And the IRS operates with a presumption of guilt, and the burden of proof is on you, that you must prove to their satisfaction that you are innocent. citizen. But the middle class, regular Americans, as you know, when they get that letter from the IRS saying, we have found you guilty, pay up or else, they know the middle class cannot afford the tax lawyers to try to fight this and to defend themselves, and so they're going to comply and they're going to pay out of fear from their gun-toting IRS agents who are threatening with consequence if they don't. So exactly right. It is the fear and intimidation of the American people. The old saying, that the famous saying, that when the American people, when the people fear the government, that is tyranny. When the government fears the people, that is liberty. And this is the height of this administration. I think, Joe, they are going for broke here. They don't care about the precedent they're setting with terrorizing the president himself at his Mar-a-Lago home and his family, whatever they went through, rummaging through Melania's effects or whatever it might be.
Which I think...
They know, Joe, that if Trump gets elected again with this kind of Congress, you look at who's winning these primaries. The Republican conference is getting more conservative. They're getting tougher and stronger. And they know that their goose is cooked if we take control of the Congress and then the White House in 25. And the deep state will be under assault like never before. President Trump, 8 years later, 8 years more wise, more seasoned, what he's learned over these past 8 years, armed with a Congress that will support him, I believe. They know their goose is cooked, so they're going for broke with the time they have left.
Yeah, so I've been referring to this bill that you guys are probably going to vote on today as the "Here, hold my beer, you ain't seen nothing yet" bill, Bob. But you mentioned the state, the administrative state. When you look at things like the FBI and that, you know, lying to an FBI agent, even if you say, yeah, I got up at 7:30, and then the next time they interview you, you say, I think it was 7 o'clock, and it's like, oh, well, hold it, you lied to an FBI agent, that's right. 20 years. It's not even process crimes, because process crimes sound like you're paying a fine and, you know, you get some points off your license. You're going, people doing 10, 20 years for this kind of stuff.
Yes, this selective justice, this abandonment of blind justice, everyone equal under the law. The Democrats are not concerned about what they're doing, where we prosecute some things, we look the other way on some things, depending on your political position, if you will. They're not concerned about setting that precedent and then us coming after them with the same kind of conditions, because they know we care about preserving the constitutional republic. We care about preserving the principles upon which our nation was founded. They don't. They hate the Constitution. They hate the founders. They hate this country, or they wouldn't be doing the things that they're doing. Just what would you have done differently over the last year and a half if you wanted to destroy the country than what they have done? But you asked a few moments ago, Joe, what can we do about it? If we will have the courage, just on the House side, if the American people give us the power on November 8th, if the American people rise up and say enough is enough, we know who the Democrats are, we're not going to stand for this anymore, and they give the power to the Republicans, say give us a chance just because we're not Democrats, then when we take control, we're sworn in on January 3rd, we can defund this. We can defund these programs. We can defund these agencies. One of the things that the Freedom Caucus has put forth is a rules package presentation proposal to the larger Republican body, saying if we have the majority, we need to change how Congress operates. And one of the things, just as an example we put in there, we need to go back to the Holman Rule. The Holman Rule allows Congress to defund an agency, to defund an individual, to defund a salary. So we could take Merrick Garland's salary down to zero, or Anthony Fauci's salary down to zero, or Director Ray's salary down to zero. But we've got to have the courage to defund this tyranny, to defund the vaccine mandates, to defund this administration and these programs until they go back to the Trump energy policies, until they secure the border, and to repeal what's being passed, like to rescind the hiring of 87,000 new IRS agents.
We talk about, and today is the fifth anniversary of the riots here in Charlottesville, and I really point to it as the beginning of the whole build up to it, and then the flashpoint that was August 12th was the beginning of this character assassination. Instead of character debate, we're just going to do character assassination. We're already seeing it. You know, well, President Trump's house was raided, so anyone who supports President Trump should have their house raided. I'm listening to this. I'm watching this. Why won't folks just discuss these things on an issue-by-issue basis? Is it because subsidizing these solar panel companies, are so obviously a financial mistake that nobody would do it if they didn't have to by the federal tax law?
Joe, I think it's because they are losing on every issue. They are failing on every policy. So their default response, as you know, is to, I had it happen to me in a committee hearing just several months back where I am challenging critical race theory being taught in our schools, being forced upon our military, and just seeing everything through a racist lens, trying to separate us. And I have a Democrat shout out during the committee hearing by Zoom, racist. So that's their default. And I'm a racist just because I don't believe in denying the progress that we've made as Americans, that we're in a better place than we've ever been in terms of opportunity, and that we shouldn't be separating our kids based on race or teaching them that they're defined by their race or teaching that America is a systemically racist country. That makes me a racist because I don't believe that. So they know they're failing on every issue, Joe. They have nothing to point to. There's nothing that's going well. And so that's why they have to resort to character assassination and smears, because they can't stand on the issues. They can't debate the issues. Think about even the climate lie that, hey, the country, the world's going to collapse in 12 years if we don't pass this legislation that's going to economically destroy our country. It is a lie that we're not producing more cleaner emissions, or cleaner energy than we ever have, that we're not the largest clean energy producer. It's a lie that fossil fuels is an evil thing. And it's funny, just today Al Gore's coming out with, 40 years ago I warned everybody about, that's exactly right, 40 years ago you warned everybody about this, and we haven't taken the action that you proposed 40 years ago, and what's been the impact on the world?
Well, and you look at it, the one thing that's not in this bill, Bob, is a Superfund site dedicated money to bury or clean up the solar panels when we're done using them, because, to call these battery-powered cars and these solar panels green, it's a weird definition of green when you look at all the heavy metals and rare earth minerals and mercury and stuff that goes into making them. So it would have been nice if they at least put some money aside to clean up these messes when they're done. Real quick, before we let you go, last week, I read your statement on this whole brouhaha over debates. Has that all been settled?
We have not, it's ridiculous what some would say. We have not declined any debate. As you know, we debated in the 2020. We debated in the nominating process. We debated in the general election in 2020. We're looking forward to debating again this year. We haven't turned down any debating requests. And, we look forward to debating as it gets closer to the election, when people are more tuned in and paying attention, and when it will have the greatest impact. So look forward to doing that, and we're looking forward to arranging that at the right time.
Well, I appreciate your time, Bob. Try to muster some coalition of the damned if you have to vote against this. I don't care if it's a bunch of people who don't think it's green enough. But
we got one amendment today, Joe, that we're going to put forward today. At least just strip out the hiring of the 87,000 IRS agents. Be interesting to see if one Democrat will support that amendment.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. We'll be watching Bob Good, Congressman Bob Good, good.house.gov. Bless you, sir, and you have a great weekend. Good luck today.
Thank you, Joe.
The one thing you don't have to worry about being more expensive. Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV. Free of charge since 1933.